Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 27 today, verses 18 and 19. Proverbs 27, verses 18 and 19. It says, whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored. As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. We're going to get our challenge from these two verses today in Proverbs. So I'm going to read them to you again, and I'm going to show you how we're going to tie them together to get our challenge for today. Whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored. As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. Now, these verses actually, when you put them together, they talk about our reward for our work. When we do well at our work, we'll be rewarded and honored. But at the same time, our hearts reflect who we really are, not just our work alone. You see, you could do what appears to be good work, but if it was done with impure motives, it's not going to be rewarded by God. Now, you might say, Jim, I do really good work at my job, but they don't pay attention. They don't honor me. I think this is scripturally talking about God honoring, God paying attention, because again, it deals in the context of the heart of man. You see, whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever guards his master will be honored. As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects of man. Folks, what I want to talk to you about today is, when you do your work, are you doing it for man? Are you doing it for the approval of man? Or are you doing it for the approval and the acceptance of God? Because God cares about our hearts. Let me show you what I mean. In Colossians chapter 3, look at verses 22 into chapter 4, verse 1. Colossians 3, verse 22 and following. In Colossians chapter 3, it says this, bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with the sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. So here again we see that we're to do our work as unto the Lord, not unto men. So when this passage says, if you do your good work, you'll be honored, don't say, well, that's not the case in my job. It probably isn't the case in your job, because in the world today, man does not see things the way God does. And man does not also act in the same way God does. But if you do your work properly, as unto the Lord, even if your employer doesn't respect it, God does, and he actually is paying attention. We're to be doing everything we do, whether we eat, whether we drink, to the glory of God. Folks, listen to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. He says, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy, Paul says, by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. When we do things as unto the Lord, we're doing our work as unto him. We put others first, not ourselves, and we're considering other people. And when we do that, the Lord pays attention. The Lord will reward. Now, sometimes man will recognize. Sometimes the man will notice, and you'll be promoted because of your good work. We see that happen sometimes in the Bible with Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as well, as they honored the Lord and they served God and not man. He rewarded them, and they were moved up. But there are others who weren't given that glory, but in time they will be. Doesn't Jesus say the first will be last and the last will be first? So folks, today's challenge is very simple. Do your work to the Lord. Do your best, but do it unto the Lord. And just as in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects who really you are. So my question is not, are you doing a good job? But are you doing a good job with the right heart? With the right motives? Is why you do a good job because your heart is right, or is why you do a good job because you're just trying to meet the outward qualifications or requirements? The Lord's watching. He knows. Do your work to the one who's really paying attention. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.